Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello and welcome to another segment of Today in Bajan History. I am Carlin Barrow, postgraduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today we turn the pages back to January 12, 1915, a day when tragedy struck a humble Barbadian household and the dangers of our staple food, cassava, were laid bare in the most heartbreaking way. In Stevenson Road, Carrington Village, a domestic servant, Keturah Williams, came home at midday to find her family having lunch. At the table were James Thomas Williams, her husband, and his young son Leonard and another child. They were partaking of a meal of cassava prepared by James. Keturah left again for work, and her husband ran a short errand into Bridgetown but returned after 6 p.m. When Keturah returned around 7:30 p.m., she found her husband lying unconscious under a shed attached to the house. Neighbors were summoned, and they succeeded in lifting him into the house. He was then taken to the nearby General Hospital, where they began treatment. Sadly, James died during the night. The children, who also consumed the cassava, also fell ill, and home remedies were applied. They were rushed to the hospital, fighting for survival. However, one of them, Leonard, 8 years old, also died. Doctors confirmed what the island already feared. Cassava, if not carefully prepared, can be deadly. The jury's verdict was clear: death from cassava poisoning. This was not the first time Barbadians faced the peril of cassava. For centuries, our ancestors knew its double nature, a root that could sustain life, but if handled carelessly, could take it away. The tragedy of the Williams family reminds us of the fragile line between sustenance and sorrow. Cassava was central to survival in plantation Barbados. It fed enslaved Africans, poor laborers, and rural families alike. But its preparation demanded skill, patience, and vigilance, grating, pressing, drying, to remove the hidden toxin, cyanide. In 1915, when this story was carried in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, it was both a warning and a lament. So today, as we remember James and Leonard Williams, we also remember the lessons of our food heritage. Cassava remains on our tables, in our pawn, our bread, our conkeys. But history reminds us, every tradition carries both risk and resilience. This has been Today in Bajan History. I am Carolyn Barrow.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.